Talking today with Jerry Messer from the Midwest Dairy Association and National Dairy Council. Jerry, as chair of National Dairy Council, you're kind of at the head of the organization that is really overseeing the checkoff efforts of the dairy industry from a national perspective, right?
Yes. And National Dairy Council is actually, it's the health and wellness arm of the promotion industry.
Consumers are a different animal, different bunch than they were just even, you know, 8 or 10 years ago. How do you keep up with those kind of changes and be effective in promoting milk?
I think one of the most important things is we have to understand what tomorrow's consumers want, and we have to start try to gear ourselves toward that. And the other thing is social media has played a bigger role in what we do than we've ever thought would be possible, or for some of us old guys, even what we want to be. But it is. The millennials and social media is playing a bigger role. We have to find a way to get out there and tell our story so that consumers understand what we're doing on the farms and why we're doing it on the farms, and communicate that back to them and what it means to them as far as having a secure, wholesome, and healthy product.
When you deal with millennials and today's consumer, you are dealing not just with animal well-being, but also the nutritious and the quality of the product that you're delivering to them.
Absolutely. And the real thing is how do you educate these kids as they grow up to be good dairy consumers? And, you know, one of the programs that we instituted is the Fuel Up to Play 60 program. Mm-hmm. So what that is it's a partnership with the National Football League and the National Dairy Council. Right. And what we do is we empower kids to make changes in their schools that affect their health and wellness and their physical activity. And the program's been working out really well. We've been able to give, what we do is we give schools grants, kids that enroll in the Fuel Up to Play 60 program gets grants from the Gen Youth Foundation, which is our funding organization. And then the Gen Youth goes out and raises corporate sponsorship, corporate funds, and they go to people who have like concerns, like a lot of the corporate world is concerned about health and wellness. Mm-hmm. So with that health and wellness platform, we go and talk to them, and they donate money to Gen Youth, and we take that money and we give it to schools to make changes within their schools. And the kids have been just rallying. They really, really like the program a lot.
When you think about, you know, where we are on the nutrition debate, milk stacks up very well. In other words, I know that it's an energy, you know, rich food.
Yeah, absolutely. And that we have to scientifically realize, you know, we've spent the past 10 years defending milk fat, but we weren't getting listened to. So basically what we've been doing is we've been trying to do research and document the benefits of milk fat in the diet versus the detriment of it. Mm-hmm. And I think now we've finally come to the point where we're nationally being recognized as having those studies being released saying milk fat is healthy for your diet and there's a place for it in your diet. So we're working on that. And with that, we're, you know, I think you've just noticed the McDonald's thing they just released, that McDonald's is going to be serving 100% real butter in every one of their chains. Mm-hmm. So that means a lot to us as dairy farms. We're talking about 600 million pounds of milk equivalent per year, which is almost the same as what we exported last year for butter. So they're starting to recognize that. Now what we need to do is back ourselves out and find out if we can work with the USDA to get USDA to understand that milk fat is beneficial to the diet. At that time, I think we can start working on some of these milks where we're feeding skim milk at school. I think we can get back to the 2% whole milk where the kids really, really like it.
So are we going to be able to see enough of some of this thinking on work its way into the dietary guidelines in time? Or are you kind of... did you kind of miss that bus?
I think we missed the bus for the first this next round, but I think it's definitely on the table for the round coming after that. And that's what it's about. USDA is not going to make a dramatic change right away because they look at the total diet in the schools. So they're going to watch this and see how it progresses. And we just need to keep supplying them with scientific data that supports what we were talking about. Right. And then at that time, I think 2 or 3 years down the road, we can see some of those changes being made. But we're definitely, I know USDA is aware of it, but I know we also have to be patient so we don't try to force anything and end up losing more than we actually, you know, wanted to get in the first place. So we have to be careful about that also.
Where are you wanting to see dairy promotion efforts go that you're helping craft?
I think the most important thing is that dairy checkoff hasn't changed for 35 years. So we have the same dollars now that we had 35 years ago, but it's buying way, way less. Mm-hmm. So our goal is to make sure that we maximize every dollar that is paid through checkoff, how do you maximize that so the dairy farmers gets the most value out of that? And we've been doing that with partnerships and getting us to spend WennData and our partners spending $20. Mm-hmm. So I think that's important. We need to continue doing that. And then we need to continue working with health professionals. We need to understand that when consumers go to a health professional, that they have the right information for that consumer, that they don't change their diets and go away from there when they really didn't have to. Right. So those are some of the things we continue to need to work on.